One of the first U.S. military units sent to the Persian Gulf last year has finally returned to the United States. The 25,000-member 1st Marine Division pushed across the Kuwait-Iraq border on March 20th. The unit eventually reached Baghdad and then was the main force to secure Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. The 1st Marine Division lost 39 men. Now that the unit has returned to the U.S., the Marines are remembering their fallen comrades. This past week, Russell Lewis of member station KPBS visited San Diego's Camp Pendleton for a memorial service.
It was an uncharacteristic Southern California day. Thick gray clouds deposited a mist of rain onto a soggy field. Several hundred family members of the 39 members of the unit huddled under tents. They watched as a band played and several platoons of Marines marched in pinpoint precision. The Marines stopped in front of 39 black rifles pushed into the ground. The guns were each adorned with a helmet, dog tags, and a pair of desert-colored camouflage combat boots. Sergeant Major Wayne Bell read the names.
Second Lieutenant Thorell S. Childers, Powell, Wyoming, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines.
It took Bell more than 11 minutes to complete the reading.
Lance Corporal Jose Gutierrez, Lomita, California.
The 1st Marine Division is a self-contained fighting force. It's composed of both ground personnel and air components, including fighter jets and attack helicopters. They can fight for 2 months without needing to be resupplied. Major General James Mattis led the Marines into this battle, a battle he has no problem justifying.
We gather today to confront the real cost for our freedom. To confront the real cost for our security, the human cost. In the final analysis, Saddam's regime and its threat could not be defeated except by fighting it.
One out of every five military members who served in Iraq was based in San Diego County, and so memorial services for fallen service members have become common over the past 6 months. For some, revisiting the loss was difficult. Dennis Guerin wiped away tears as he remembered his son, Lance Corporal Corey Guerin.
He was an outgoing, fun-loving California boy, loved the beach, loved the roller coasters, loved Disneyland, loved to eat ribs and chicken and barbecues, and I'm going to continue to do those things because that's what you expect me to do.
Guerin wore an embroidered T-shirt with his son's picture taken at his Marine graduation. The memorial service was held 1 year to the day after his son graduated from boot camp. For many here, America's second guessing about the war is resented. Julie Colley Hansen's brother, Staff Sergeant James Colley, was a reservist and a police detective in Utah. She's sad he's gone, but happy he made a difference.
We forget so quickly. You know, we were so incensed on 9/11, and yet 6 months later, everyone had just forgotten.
Even as the death toll mounts in Iraq, Colley Hansen says she hasn't lost faith in the U.S. mission. She faults the media for not reporting the good things happening in Iraq, like schools being built and children who now have a future. Colley Hansen says that's why her brother died, and that's why she's proud of him. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.